Comes live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back to another exciting episode and special episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Yeah, better than any ABC after school special.
That's right. Which one is this? 42.
42.
42.
Liquid metal.
Yep. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
We got some cool stuff to talk about this week.
And what makes this podcast so special?
We got to drive the fifth gen.
Well, the alleged fifth gen, yeah. the Camaro concept.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a day.
Oh, man. Wasn't that awesome?
It was pretty cool. We got a special invitation to go to the GM Milford Proving Grounds, which was a sight to see in itself.
Oh, man. That place is spectacular.
You have roughly 5,000 acres of mostly test tracks.
Yep.
And we were invited to the center area, which is called Black Lake, which I want to say was close to 200 acres of nothing but a big flat paved parking lot.
Yeah, it's like the biggest parking lot like I've ever seen in my life.
I think so. I think they said it was the largest paved area in one of the largest paved areas in the United States.
Yeah.
And is also the largest automobile manufacturer test facility in the United States.
I don't doubt that at all.
It was huge!
Yeah.
And we weren't there for about an hour or so, and next thing you know, they bring out the Camaro concept.
Yeah.
The only one on the planet.
The only working one on the planet.
Right. There's there's the, well, that we're aware of, anyway.
Yeah.
There's the burgundy one that isn't actually drivable, but after some picture taking and whatnot, we started taking turns doing some easy laps around part of Black Lake.
Yeah.
And,
that was fun.
That's what we're going to talk about. Here in this podcast, no special dealies like the usual site of the week and all that, because we're just going to talk straight Camaro concept goodies.
Right, firsthand.
So, what do you think, for just based on your experiences of being able to drive it for 40 miles an hour, just a couple of quick laps, and that's it?
First off, the sound on the car is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That car just is incredible. I didn't have a problem really getting into it and fitting in the car.
Uh-huh.
You know, being I'm 6'4", I had plenty of room, and when I finally figure out how to get the seat back,
right,
which is a little tricky, but, you know, it was comfortable. It was very comfortable to drive around.
I thought the seating position was great.
Yeah. Getting out of the car was a different story for me. I really had to struggle to get out of the car. It didn't have tilt steering,
right,
so I couldn't put the steering wheel up to get out, but, you know, as we all know, it's just a concept car, you know, and things like that will be put into production and easy, you know, in and out access shouldn't be a problem at all.
I think they're going to improve on the fourth gen's usability for the interior.
Okay.
You know, one of the biggest complaints, I think, was the back seats. And with me getting in the back seat to do some video while you were driving, that wasn't easy because I had to cock my head to the side because otherwise it would be smashing into the rear portion of the roof of the car.
Yeah.
The roof is pretty low for production standards anyway. But I understand that would be raised a little bit to accommodate big dudes like you.
I didn't have any problem with headroom. None at all.
No?
As you can tell from the video, there's still at least a couple inches above my head. You know?
Yeah.
So that was no big deal for me.
But what I liked the most about it is one of the big questions. People said, did it feel like a Camaro? And hands down, without a doubt, it sure did.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't have to drive the car fast. You know, it was limited to the 40 miles an hour like we talked about. Mm-hmm. Just for, you know, so that nothing gets damaged and it can continue the show circuit. It felt like a Camaro. It didn't, there's no question about it.
Right.
It felt great.
Yeah.
Even though everything on the inside was kind of like a movie prop. Nothing really worked.
Right.
I mean, it was...
just looked good, I mean...
The only thing that really worked is, well, you know, the steering wheel and the...
I didn't even see how they started the car.
I didn't
I saw
either.
A key, like, it was almost like underneath.
Yeah.
I saw them reach down there to start it, but yeah, I didn't even see how they started the car.
Yeah. The radio, the climate controls...
All props.
The gauges, all props. Nothing really worked as intended because it wasn't really designed to be driven, at least not very much. It was meant to be looked at and sit on a turntable and that's it.
As you can tell from when we looked inside the trunk. I mean, that thing was just loaded with, like, electronics and the emergency brake.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird seeing back there.
Yeah, I know.
You know, with the battery and all that stuff back there.
Everything that you would find under the hood was moved to the trunk area. And that's what makes the engine compartment look so clean.
Right.
Is because, well, everything
it's
got
It's a moved. Show car, you know.
Yeah. Fit and finish was pretty good on it. Mm-hmm. I think for being a hand-built car, it was is pretty well done.
Yeah.
I measured the door, the length of the door.
Right, I saw when you whipped out your tape measure.
Yep, and it came out to roughly 55 inches at its widest point.
Okay.
And I haven't gone out to my car to measure what my fourth-gen door is, but it sure didn't feel as long.
No.
That's one big issue. But it was surprisingly easy to drive.
Yeah.
You know, I expected a few squeaks and rattles, and there were some.
Yeah. The shifter was okay. Kind of weird how when you shifted it, like, the whole, like, mechanism moved back with you.
It was kind of like a ball and socket sort of thing. Yeah, and I kind of hope that makes production just because it was kind of neat looking.
You like that?
It was kind of neat, but it made it so shifting was kind of numb.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't quite tell where you were going.
Yeah. But it wasn't like it was hard to shift, and the clutch was easy.
You know? It was just like any LS1 clutch.
Yeah, it didn't feel, you know, especially hard to drive the car. Being a stick shift, so yeah.
And I think for having a suspension from two different vehicles,
right,
and not tuned for the car, I think it rode all right. Yeah. I mean, coming around one curve, I asked the guy in the passenger seat who was GM's director of concept vehicles,
GM performance division,
right, if I could just kind of swerve back and forth a little bit, and he was even a little bit reluctant to let me do that because I got to be exceptionally careful for a $5 million hand built one off car, but. I jockeyed the steering wheel back and forth a little bit, and it felt pretty good. It was rather responsive, so it can only get better from there if it were to go into production.
Yeah. What'd you think of the steering wheel?
I like the steering wheel.
Yeah. Kind of different.
Yeah. And the view from the driver's perspective, I really liked that a lot.
Yeah, the view.
Because you could see the hood.
That was perfect. I liked that.
But just enough, you know, to give you a perspective of how long the car is.
See, I tried using the rear view mirror, you know?
Oh, forget it.
It was, like, pointed down or something.
Well, not to mention it was, like, the size of a postage stamp. You know, it's not very big.
Kind of like that was, like, the side view mirrors, you know, because it's, like, in its own little pod.
It's integrated into the overhead.
Kept trying to look in the back, kind of, like, dipping my head down, you know, and then trying to use the rear view mirrors is kind of, that was useless because, you know, those were pointed at the ground, too, I think.
But, hey. It's a concept. It's That's a right. show car.
That's what it's supposed to be for, is to show. I mean, when does a manufacturer actually take a concept car and let people drive it? It's supposed to be showcase what the car is supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be driven.
Well, Dodge, they took their Challenger concept out to a car show, and drew a lot of attention. I thought that was a pretty cool move. But that's based on a real car in itself, from what I understand. There's no... They didn't cobble it together.
Because that's going to be put on the 300 platform, too, right?
I believe that's what they used. And, you know, if I'm incorrect, anybody can email me and let me know. But that's what I understand, that it's kind of another car with a different skin and a different engine. Okay.
So another Magnum, another 300.
Right.
C and another Charger.
Right. So you can understand why it's driven a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like the Cadillac 16 that GM did a couple, 3 years ago.
Sure.
That thing weighed almost 7,000 pounds. You know? I mean, there's no way in hell they'd be able to drive that. I kind of wonder...
You didn't see them test driving that thing around.
God dang. I don't know how the heck they could. I think it'd be the heaviest thing on the planet. It'd crack the concrete.
Yeah.
You know?
So we got to take lots of pictures of the car.
Yep, and we took some cool videos of what people wanted to see.
Right.
And you can find the link to the pictures in the thread in the 5th Gen forum, which the thread is called Concept Test Drive Pics and Video. Okay. Simple enough. Yeah. And if you want to cut straight to the videos and watch the goodies, just go to videos.camaroz28.com and click on the Camaro Concept category.
Yeah, there's like, seven videos up there now?
I think I uploaded a total of seven.
Yeah.
We got driver's perspective, we got exhaust sounds, we got what it's like to do a 40-mile-an-hour drive-by, even show how the nifty, handy-dandy door handles work.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to know. I mean, they didn't even look functional until I found out how they did work.
Well, they opened,
I guess there was another car, an older Pontiac, that worked real similar to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
But overall, it's great. I think that if that's the starting point, they're off to a great start.
Absolutely.
You know, it can only get better from there. It's going to become tremendously refined compared to what the concept is.
Sure.
And
hopefully when they have a pre-production version, we'll be invited back out to the Milford Proving Ground and get to really thrash on one.
Yeah, stomp it. We'll make them. Wouldn't that be funny if we got kicked out of the Milford Proving Grounds?
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
Well, I'd like to think about it anyway.
We got to see a few other cars roaming around that.
But we were supposed to pay no attention to them.
Pay no attention. So a lot of camouflaged cars around there who God knows what they were.
Yeah.
Cars and trucks, that's all I know.
And some were pretty hideous.
Yeah.
Just because of the camouflage that were on them.
Yeah. So then when we were done with the
the
test drive, you know, we had to get back in our shuttle bus and go back to where they where we parked our car, because they shuttle bused us, you know, to and from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the real adventure started.
Well, the guy said, I got thinking about this, the driver of the shuttle bus said he missed a turn. I don't think that was an accident.
I don't think so either.
I think
because
he did
they said
on purpose.
They said they were going to give us a little tour of the proving ground, some of the, you know, facilities and tracks.
Right.
You know.
So we're in the shuttle bus, and next thing you know, we're on the big oval. And well, I'll let you tell it from your perspective, because the look on your face was absolutely priceless.
Well, because it took me by complete and utter surprise, because I was on the left-hand side of the bus by myself in a seat against the window, and I was leaning to my right talking to you and to Scott.
Kind of looking back towards
the
back.
Yeah, back
of
over
the bus.
My shoulder, you know.
Right.
And next thing I know, I'm looking down at you and Scott, and I look out my window, and we are in the oval, sideways, doing 70 miles an hour in a freaking shuttle bus.
It was a 45-degree... angle turn, doing 70 miles an hour in a shuttle bus.
I was thinking to myself, the bus is going to flip over.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it totally took me by surprise. Everybody in the bus was screaming.
Oh, not me. I thought it was awesome.
Oh, people were going, oh, this is awesome!
It was pretty cool.
And you know, after you get over the initial shock of being in a loop.
Yeah.
Then it was fun.
Yeah, well, I think it was more fun as we exited the turn, you know, knowing that we were going to make it out
alive
without being upside down. That was pretty cool. I never expected in my wildest dreams to take a bank like that at 70 miles an hour.
In a shuttle bus.
You know, in a Camaro and a Firebird and a Corvette or something like that. Sure, yeah, maybe one day. Not in a shuttle bus.
Oh, my God.
That was almost like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. Oh.
But you know what? It's, you know, physics.
Better ride than Cedar Point.
Physics at work, and we were, you know, of course, 100% safe, and I'm sure the guy's taking that turn several times a day for all we know.
Yeah, he just said, I haven't hit the guardrail yet.
Yeah, and then he said, we were about a foot away from it.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that you know your limitations, sir.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
But, yeah, we made it out in one piece, and like I said, we got those pictures and video. What an awesome day. And
yeah, got to meet up with some other cool people.
Yeah, the folks from Z28.com.
Yep. Three guys from there.
Yep. It's always nice to meet those folks. And we all got the experience of a lifetime. I mean, when's the next time I'll be able to drive a $5 million car?
Probably never.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was really cool.
It was, and we're very happy with the performance of the car, however limited it was.
Yeah.
It was more, you know, it wasn't a performance evaluation by any stretch.
No.
It was just to get the overall driver feel, and it came through with flying colors. I kind of wish that some of these automotive journalists that don't have the greatest things in the world to say about the car could actually just do what we did, take it for a 40-mile-an-hour drive.
Yeah.
And I think they'll be pleasantly surprised at that.
Definitely.
I guess we'll just have to keep doing the usual, hoping and waiting and all that, but with the possibility of Daimler Chrysler announcing the Challenger sometime later this fall, I want to hope that General Motors is going to at least ramp things up and try to beat them to the punch.
That would be nice.
I think that'd be nice. You know, a little bit of competition is going to do everybody a whole lot of good.
Sure.
So what else can be said about it? It was kick ass.
Yeah, the videos and the pictures, you know.
Yeah, it says it all.
Definitely. And those were all posted in the 5th Gen forum. I guess we're going to do an article, too?
Yeah, I'm going to be working on it here and there. But really, we've kind of said it all in our posts in the 5th Gen section and here in this very podcast. But we're going to write a summary.
Yeah, put it up on the main page
of the
site.
Just covering the experience. Yeah, just so those who don't venture into the forums or who don't listen to the podcast, because we got, what, 250,000 listeners to the podcast?
Yeah, something like that. And they're all calling in at once.
Yeah, speaking of calling in, we invite anybody who has any questions or comments about, you know, the driver or hell, anything else really, but we're focusing on the concept car, of course, to definitely give us a call.
Yeah.
And if you haven't figured it out by now, here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
All right, there you have it. Pick up the phone or fire up your email or whatever it takes to get your message to us, and we'll be happy to read it and report on it and answer it and maybe, you know, whatever else we feel like doing for the moment. But
yeah.
I still have this New York Auto Show Camaro concept poster
that
I'm willing to...
killer, too.
I'm willing to give away to...
I'm going to get mine framed.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to get mine framed.
Well, somebody else out there can get theirs framed, too, if they win it.
Yeah.
All they got to do is give us a voicemail or an email that... is, I guess, newsworthy.
Newsworthy.
Something that we can use here right in this very podcast.
Sure.
And once again, I'll even pay for shipping.
Yeah, hey.
Priority USPS. As long as you don't sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
Because, well, there's none on eBay right now.
There isn't?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh,
I haven't been able to find any, so it's a hot
That's
one,
good.
Man. It's pretty rare.
That's good.
So, you know, if nobody wins it, I'll stick it in my garage or something.
Okay.
That's going to do it. For this podcast.
We had a really fun time this week.
Yeah,
so.
A special thanks to General Motors and, of course, Scott Settlemyer and all who are involved for inviting us out to that.
Yeah, the hospitality was second to none.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Even the box lunch was good.
Oh, yeah, great. Excellent.
Yeah. I wish everybody could experience what we got to.
I know. That would be really fun.
Maybe in a couple of years, maybe they will.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Build the damn car.
Yeah.
We know you're listening. All right, that's it for me.
Yep. See you later.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.